This is Suzanne Hunter from Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment on Brooklyn's Radio, and it's an absolute pleasure to be speaking with Billy Ocean. Hi, Billy.
Hi, Susan. And you know, you're listening to what you're hearing in the background is Blondie making music. We're sitting here in Hyde Park. I've just come off stage. I've enjoyed myself tremendously on stage. Beautiful audience, beautiful crowd. They're here, they're ready to rock.
Oh, absolutely. They loved it, the set. I mean, Billy, you created such a lovely, happy vibe.
Thank you.
Do you always enjoy getting up on stage and singing your song?
Yeah, I do. Especially now I'm older. When I was younger, I never had this enjoyment. Why? Maybe because I was younger, now I'm older. Maybe when I was younger, I was too busy, you know, trying to impress me in Billy Ocean. Now I still want to impress, but I have the confidence that the songs have already been tried and tested, so that makes life easier. I'm not selling songs anymore, you know. I sort of calculated and sort of analyzed to myself that the people, although this is not my show per se in the sense that there are other artists, but if I'm talking about my show, the people that are at the show, they've come to see me. So they're like my friends, so there's nothing to be nervous and scared about.
That's right. I mean, everybody absolutely loved you. I mean, everyone was dancing and singing. It's those kind of songs, isn't it? I mean, just classics, Caribbean Queen and, you know, Get Out of My Car and Into My Dreams.
I didn't have a chance to do all the hits, all the things that I know the audience sort of, recognized me with, basically.
When the going gets tough, everyone loves that.
Right, you know, Lover Boy, there's suddenly sad songs to make you cry, lots of things that I have to leave out because the show is only half an hour.
Yes.
But, you know, that's how it is. But, yeah, it was a nice jamming set.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen you, I had the pleasure of seeing you, I think, a couple of months ago at Hop Farm.
Okay, Hop Farm. I enjoy the festivals. I enjoy all aspects, really, in truth. I like the festivals, I like the theatres, I like the venue, the stage. I love whatever.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I love anywhere, really. I mean, like, I went to Sri Lanka about a couple of years ago, just after the war and the troubles they had. And that surprised me because it made me realize that all over the world, regardless of color, creed, religion, we all share one thing in common. We all love having a good time. I'm thinking to myself, when my manager John said, we're going to Sri Lanka, I'm thinking, well, what am I doing in Sri Lanka? They don't know. Listen, they were singing the song. What was happening there tonight? They were doing it double.
Oh.
It was madness. I mean, so for me,
fantastic.
I would love to go anywhere that I'm invited to.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, do you have a particular, I mean, it's always hard to say a favorite, but do you have a song that you just love singing every time and just really gets you going?
You know, Susan, the one thing I try to do when I write songs is that I try to consider that I'll be singing them for the rest of my life. So I try to inject a certain something in them that they will not be boring to sing for the rest of my life. So all of them I enjoy singing. There isn't any other song that I can say that, oh God, I don't like singing that. All of them it doesn't matter whether it's a ballad or an up-tempo, they've all got a pulse.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I enjoy singing all of them, really.
Oh, yeah, we love hearing them.
If you ask me the one that I sort of, love most, not necessarily because it's the best song, but it's the one that introduced me to an international audience, which is Caribbean Queen. If you ask me which one, another one that I love for another reason, is When the Going Gets Tough, because I had Michael Douglas, Danny DeVito, Kathleen Turner in it. So, you know, they're special. All of them have their own special little, you know, memories.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They're songs that make you smile when you hear them. And it just kind of gets you in a place. Everyone can remember something that they were doing when they hear your songs, you know?
I try to put lyrics in the songs that relate to people's lives, not obscure things that people don't understand. I try to do things that relate to everyday life, people's everyday life.
Yes.
You know, I just write love songs because I think love is such a big, wide, you know, depth of a subject that you know.
Something that we all need.
Oh, yeah. And there's not enough of it.
No.
There's not enough of it.
I mean, are you writing anything at the moment? Are you feeling inspired to
put
pen to paper?
Yeah, I never stop writing. It's whether I have the time to record. I've got a single out at present. It's not self-written. It's the OJs.
Oh, 50 years this year?
Yeah. Love Train, you know. I just think it's one of them songs where people can relate to, especially the sort of the climate of the world right now. It's just a perfect song and it's just, I didn't do it for that purpose, but it's just coincidentally, it sort of fitted into what's happening now. I've been doing that in the show for about 3 years.
That's a beautiful inclusion, actually. Oh, yeah, it gets the crowd, everybody it's such a feeling of love, which it has to be.
But it's a beautiful song to sing. Mm. It's a very up song. I love it very much. No, but I'm writing. I've got two albums at present on the burner. I've got to finish off my Here's to You album. Although I've finished it, but it's not finished. I've realized it's not finished. Mm-hmm. And I'm also writing a couple of tracks to sort of, you know, coat of paint on the Greatest Hits album. Uh-huh. And, you know, just sort of give them a bit more longevity, really.
Yeah.
Because it's, I always think it's a shame that you do a project and as far as a record company is concerned, they give it a life. Well, really and truly, I am listening to albums that is over 30 and 40 years old, and I would still go out and buy it. When it's finished and I've worn it, I'll still go out and buy it.
Yeah.
Like, for example, people like Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, John Lennon.
Imagine.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head, you've hit it.
Yeah.
You know, there's certain artists and certain songs that you just want to hear for the rest of your life, you
exactly.
know, so.
Exactly, a beautifully written song is a beautifully written song.
That's
and
right.
There's no time limit
That's
on it.
Right.
It's timeless.
There's no time. It's
yeah.
not, exactly.
Yeah.
A good song that relates to people's lives is timeless.
Yes.
You know?
I mean, where do you get your inspiration from? As you say, it's life. Universal. It's
no,
life.
It's from life. I mean, my God, you can sort of relate to not just your own experience, other people's experience, which is, you know, it's all human factors, human things. So I'm not writing about the moon because I know nothing about the moon. I write about things in my life, not necessarily my life, but yes, my life, because I'm on Earth and we're all living the same life in one way or the other.
Yes.
Some might be poor, some might be rich, but we all breathe. We all have to breathe and we all have to eat and we all have to sleep.
Yes. So it's basic human conditions that everyone relates to and
exactly,
believes,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly. Whether you accept it or not, it is human conditions, yeah.
Absolutely. So, Billy, where are we going to get the pleasure of seeing you again? Do we know yet, or is it early days?
I don't know. I mean, right now, I'm finished here now. I've just come back from Belgium. I've been touring since about the end of February. In fact, I started off this year in New Zealand, believe it or not. It was a long way to go. And Las Vegas. And I sort of worked my way around and came back to England. Now I'm about to work my way out again. I go off to South Africa next week, or week after next week. I've got a few days off,
mm-hmm.
you know.
You deserve them.
I can do that. Ugh, I do that. And then I have America again after. I do. I seem to be asked back by Disney every couple of years to do something they're called, I don't know, Les Cut or something. I don't know what it is. But I go back to Disney and do some shows. It's like 3 days of it, and it's nice. It's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting.
A good energy, I should imagine.
It's interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Billy, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you. I loved your performance today.
Thank you very much.
I love it every time I see you. And just classic, timeless songs. And you're a true legend, really.
Thank you
very much, Billy Ocean.
Brooklyn's Radio.